Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Well, this is Melanie Cole sitting in for Dr. Peek with Michelle King Robeson today. Are you single for the holidays and you're a little concerned about it? Well, you don't have to be. Instead of being ashamed of it, celebrate it. There's a lot to celebrate now. Our guest is Sally Odegaard. She's a dear friend of Michelle's. I'm going to let these two single ladies go at it here.
Oh, boy. We had, you know, Melanie, I have to tell you. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Michelle.
I have to tell you, there were three of us this morning. And we were all in my bathroom, and I was going over the show, and we were talking about, I said, oh, not being ashamed during the holidays, if you're single. And so it started this discussion. So Sally had so many great things to say that I said, Sally, you have to come on the show today and share with us your feelings about this, because I think people do feel ashamed during the holidays because they're single, and they shouldn't. I mean, it's craziness. So, Sally, tell us what your thoughts are on this.
Okay. The last time I was sharing my feelings, I was yelling over the blow dryer, so this will be a little easier, I think. you know, I'm one of those people that really think that our lives are what we make them, and we can choose to feel like we're in the valley of despair and we're on our own, and how heart-wrenching it is to be on our own, and we all know the holidays can kind of exacerbate the emotional feelings we're having about our lives, whether it's the good, the bad, or the other. And so I think so many people go into the holidays, and I found myself for about 60 seconds doing this a couple of weeks ago, of feeling like, oh, isn't it too bad? I'm not in a relationship, and wouldn't it be fabulous to be sharing the holidays with somebody you are intimate with and in love with, etc. And I think, you know, we're not at this moment, and we're single, and being single can be a fabulous state. And I think both you and I feel like, you know, it's not a permanent state for us, but it's a state that can be full of so much fun and joy. And I know when I felt kind of sorry for myself briefly, I literally sat down with a piece of paper and I thought, okay, I have so much love and so much friendship in my life. Who do I really want to share the holidays with, and who do I want to celebrate with? And I made a list of all the friends that I really wanted to do that with, and started reaching out to people, and suddenly I've got every lunch and every dinner booked until the holidays, and every day is just a reason to celebrate.
And Sally, you've been single for how long? 3 years? Two, 3 years?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and the same with me. And I think that's, I mean, I think this conversation this morning, and even with Julia, we all felt the same way, like we were so blessed in our lives that, you know, and we have people around us, whether it's family or friends, that we want to, you know, spend time with, and the holidays is a great time to do that. So just because one is single, I mean, some of the things that we were talking about is, like, can you overeat during the holidays because you're single and you're home by yourself? Well, we're going to probably overeat anyway because we're making plans and going to restaurants every night with friends.
Exactly. And then we start to mention something like lemon drop martinis, which we have an affinity for. It's a reason to celebrate every day. And, I mean, I think we can choose to sit home and watch TV and eat bad food and feel sorry for ourselves, or we can choose to get out of the valley of despair and reach out to the people we love and make the holidays fabulous. And just think, I mean, next year one or both of us may be in some, you know, stuck in some fabulous romantic relationship. Suddenly we're planning around somebody else, and we don't have the freedom to, you know, I mean, just do exactly what we want to do when we want to do it with who we want to. And, well, you know, obviously I say that tongue-in-cheek, but it's true.
Right. No, it is true. And I think part of that is, you know, one of the things that we talked about this morning too was that, you know, it doesn't, just because you're married or you have a boyfriend doesn't mean that it's a great relationship and that you don't feel alone. right?
Correct.
I mean, there's right. that aspect of it, too.
Yeah, now, you Melanie, can feel alone in any situation. You can yeah. be in a whole room of people with spouses and loved ones and still feel alone, especially this time of year with all the stress. And I feel very alone in all of the work that I have to do because I don't feel like always my husband is going to... I have to go out and get a bunch of this stuff. I have to right. do all this stuff. But single ladies, you have to do the same thing. You have groups of people you have to buy for. You have employees. You have your friends. You have kids. You have things that you... And we're just as ladies, we feel like we're in it alone.
Exactly. It doesn't matter
right.
because
that's
we really
where you're
are.
Going with that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, exactly. And you know, we're all cooking the food. Well, Sally and I are going out.
Yeah.
I'm sure in your case,
nice
Melanie, you're
for
cooking
some.
The food.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to be going out, but no. Yeah, I'm cooking.
You're doing the grocery shopping, wrapping yeah. the gifts, doing all these things, and the radio show, and all the other fabulous things that you do. Helping women with their weight and exercise. But I think there's three things I think that we really need to think about being single. And one is to take control of your life, right? It's all about taking control of your own life and being, don't be disappointed if you don't see someone because it's up to you to make that connection. You own it. So you need to do something about it. And number two is make a list of who you want to celebrate the holidays with and then start making plans. Don't wait for people to invite you start inviting people. And I think three is thinking about the people on your gift list to your earlier point, Melanie. And this is one of Sally's favorite things, so I'm going to let her talk about this more. But this brings her great joy, and she'll tell you why gift giving brings her such joy.
Well, it really does. I think it's an opportunity to just think about each person in your own life and what they're passionate about. I had dinner with a friend last night, and she loves to cook, and she loves, just entertaining for people. So, I went on Amazon and bought some really interesting cookbooks from restaurants across the country, and, it was a very joyful gift for her to receive. I have another friend that hates pickles, so I'm giving pickle-flavored candy canes. So, I think...
She hates pickles, and you're giving her pickles?
Hates pickles, exactly. It says something about my...
Something to make her smile.
Sense of humor, exactly.
Is this a friend that you don't like very much?
Now, if they were bacon-flavored candy canes, maybe.
There you go. But, it just is such an opportunity to show the love that we have by thinking about, what does Michelle love? How does she love to spend her time? What's some passion she has, and how do you tie into that in some fashion?
Shopping.
Yeah.
Gift certificate.
Marcus gift card. Yeah, exactly.
Gift cards. Gift cards work famously for me. Yeah. Melanie, and with your own family, what do you do? What do you do for them to, for as far as gifts go? Find out what they want?
That's the hardest part, and especially my clients. I have clients in the very, very upper echelon, really, really wealthy, and I never know what to do with them. So for them every year, what can I give them that they can't give themselves with their private planes? So I cook. Sometimes I'll pickle beets because they like pickles. But I'll pickle beets. I'll make things that I've had from my garden. It's a challenge every single year. If either of you ladies have any idea, let's talk off the air because I'll take all that we can get. But Sally, why don't you wrap up so the single ladies for us and give us your best advice for those single ladies out there and how they should feel about themselves and feeling empowered.
Well, and I think it's just making the choice to be happy and allowing ourselves to be happy rather than thinking in terms of, I'm just going to get through the holidays in some fashion. I just need to survive them. But I think when we take control, like Michelle said, hope is not a strategy. We have to do affirmative things on our own behalf to fill our days and our lives and the season with everything we want it to be. And fortunately, we're all blessed with so many wonderful friends and loving family members and things that when we reach out, you feel so much love back. So don't sit at home. Don't feel sorry for yourself, but realize this is a fabulous time in our lives if we make it a fabulous time in our lives.
Sally, thank you so much for joining us. That's such great advice. So don't be ashamed of the holidays. Take control. Take control. It's all about us. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robeson. I'm here with Melanie Cole. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.